Second by Don. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Passes unanimously. Item 1.3, approval of the minutes from June 21st. Did everyone have a chance to review them? Any changes, or is there a motion to approve them? Okay, I move to approve the minutes from June 21st. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion by Ann, a second by Gilbert. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Passing unanimously. Okay, regular reports. Item 2.1, Hillsborough Teachers Association. Alec.
There we go. Hello. Welcome back, everybody. And the teachers are super excited to be back. We started off with an amazing breakfast yesterday. Thank you to Luann and to everybody who pitched in to make that. I know there were so many district office staff who helped with that, and was a great way to celebrate. We even loved the little bit of rain that fell. It was perfect. We were talking about symbolism of rain washing things away and washing away the COVID years and all of that. So hopefully those are in the past. So far that I've heard, that everything's starting off great at all the four school sites. We at Crocker had an amazingly fun, energetic retreat today with our new principal, Keith, and our new vice principal, Lisa, and that was a great way to start off. And lots of positivity, lots of great comments, and we're looking forward to a really good year this year. So I don't have too much more to report other than, I think I mentioned I'm the president again this year, so you'll see me here. There are a couple meetings I'm not going to be able to make this year, so we'll have another exec board member attend. And we're looking forward to a great year.
We're so happy to see you again. Thank you. Okay, item 2.2, California School Employees Association, CSEAD.
Hi, Dee Mooring for CSEA. It was really fun at North to host the district for the Welcome Back Breakfast, and everybody did have a great time. The paras, the staff, it was fun to see the maintenance guys and everybody all just being together. It was really actually kind of uplifting. And everybody's excited. I just need one more week. I just need one more week. But once we actually got back, I stopped hearing, I just need one more week. And people were genuinely happy to get started with the year, and we're really looking forward to the kids coming on Monday. The North has a new playground structure, and it's not finished yet, but it will be very, very soon. So the other elementary schools, the teachers are happy, and I got to talk to a lot of them today. So it's really fun. It's a fun start and so different from the last few years, and we're so happy.
Well, we're so happy to see you again, Dee, as well. Thank you. Item 2.3, APG. Welcome, Marianne, and thank you for that delicious dinner to start out our year.
Oh, we're happy to do that. Can everyone hear me?
Hi. Thank you, everyone. Well, we're really excited. I have talked with all the new incoming presidents. Everyone's really excited and ready for the new school year. All the schools are really on top of all their activities. They're already talking about how we can all collaborate and kind of stay on the same page. I know for the first day of school, all three elementaries are having their welcome back coffees. They're all getting ready for that. And Crocker's ready for Wednesday. Every school is decorating their schools for the first day of school, which will be nice. And I know that West for tomorrow is going to be handing out popsicles during their class release forms, and so I think the other schools might do something as well. But one of my goals this year is really just to keep all the schools, like, you know, having good lines of communication, so every school knows what everyone else is doing, sharing their best ideas, and always kind of just being in line with you know, what's making everyone happy and what's working at each school. Thank you.
Thank you, Marianne. That sounds great. Okay, item 2.4, HSF. We want to welcome Amy and Alicia.
Yes, I just wanted to give a quick update. We are coming at the year with the wind in our sails. We had the most successful participation rate ever in the history of HSF. It's amazing. And speaking of the playground structures, we're still continuing to see the funding come to support the new items at each site. So we're so pleased that that's going on, and that's going to continue this year. even though we're starting a fresh calendar year. And we're saying mark your calendar for the 29th, which is Giving Day. And in that note, we have raised ACE, our additional cost to educate, just modestly, but in keeping with a lot of the inflation. So it's a $2,900 per family is contribution is what we're asking. Of course, Scholar Circle is the same at $10,000. And yes, we spent the summer looking for a candidate and someone who would match the needs of a very robust and busy office after 10 years of the predecessor. So we did hire a sterling agency, Cook Silverman, who is highly credentialed, diversity and inclusion, specializing in educational foundations. They were outstanding. They received over 100 resumes for the job. They screened down seriously to 30. We ended up looking at 6 and then interviewing in a very, very much extensive interviews, hiring Alicia Osorio, who I'm happy to, very pleased. She started on August 1st and has truly hit the ground running without question. I just want to tell you a little bit about her. She comes to us uniquely qualified for this job, which is outstanding. She has 30 years of experience working at Stanford Business School. And in that role, she has worked across fundraising, development, alumni work, high-profile events, very, very akin to our community and the work that we are doing. But interestingly, she also is the parent of adult children who attended schools here. So, and she grew up here, so lots of good stuff. All good things. We're so pleased. And believe me, Alicia and I are like on fast friends. We are talk to each other a lot. And we're so happy to have her. So we welcome her.
Yes. Welcome,
Quality
welcome.
I'm delighted to be here and starting a new chapter. So thank you.
Great. Okay. Item 2.5, the superintendent's report. Luann.
Alrighty. Thank you, Trustee Wong Chen. So I want to start out by just sharing this amazing Hillsborough Living magazine with our famous trustees right on the cover. So this should be hitting the mailboxes of our Hillsborough residents this weekend. And it's just fantastic. So we'll have, of course, some copies at the district office, but it's just a wonderful celebration of education in Hillsborough. And I just couldn't be more pleased that the magazine and Amy, thank you so much for really inviting us to be a part of this. So I love this. And the articles inside that, well, their responses to the questions inside are really fun to read. So if you have the magazine, please take a look at it. We'll have copies everywhere. Just excited about that. And then as both Alec and Dee and everyone was sharing, just getting ready for the first day of school. Our amazing leadership team over here, we had a leadership team retreat earlier this month, and just we're ready to hit the ground running, and it just feels great to be back. And it was lovely being at the breakfast and having the town of Hillsborough there and the chief of police and the fire chief and, of course, the town manager. And it was just really powerful hearing from Larry May and our mayor, Al Roy. So it was just, and Christine Krolik singing the national anthem with the swing set, the scripettes from back in the day. So it was just a wonderful way to kick off the start of school. So thank you for everybody who participated. And also thank you to our community and our parents for really just hitting the ground running. I mean, we're just, you know, there's a lot to do before school starts. And I feel that it's been a team effort to get that all happening. In terms of our COVID response this year, everything is on our website and accessible, and I've shared with parents through our Friday newsletter. Things just look a bit different. The county is definitely relaxing some of the regulations around COVID, and we're still being super proactive. And as we have always done, we follow the lead of the county and county health. So now, instead of the pandemic recovery framework, it's called the Safe Schools Framework. And I link that regularly in our Friday newsletter, and that will drive the work we do here in the district. And anybody who wants an over-the-counter COVID test can pick it up from any school site and the district office, and we just encourage folks to just test regularly. So that's one of the things we're really advocating for this year, and we're happy to provide the resources to make that happen. Measure H, so we have a presentation tonight about our next steps with Measure H, but we're very excited to go out to actually sell the bonds that were approved by the community of Hillsborough, and we're incredibly thankful for their generosity. And so we're looking to sell bonds in the amount of $34 million, and we will post upcoming meetings that we will have with our trustees to get input from the community. We have a facilities master plan that is a live document, right? It changes, it will change all the time as we see our needs change. And that's a beautiful thing, and that's how the best facilities master plans work, because things change. We would have never expected a pandemic to hit, and that really changed a lot of the dynamics in terms of ventilation and heating and air conditioning and everything else. So yay that we have those resources to really upgrade to the best systems possible. Our assessed property values, we really start looking in September, but I did post that August 12th, it was 2.63%. It's now 2.83%. And in September last year, we were at 4.17. But again, we're still in August. And for those of you who cruise around Hillsborough, like I do when I'm going to different schools, there is a lot of construction and there's a lot of houses for sale. And that's just advantageous to us as a school district. So always happy about that. And I think that's it for now. Thank you.
Thanks, Luann. Do any trustees have questions on the regular reports? No? Any members of the public have questions? Okay, then we'll go on to our current business. We're going to take item 3.3 first, the resolution for the 2022-09 issuance and sale of general obligation bonds.
Thank you, trustees. So I'm going to invite Chick Adams to come up to the podium over here. He is our bond counsel from Jones Hall, and he's going to tell us a little bit about this resolution that we are asking the board to pass tonight so we could move forward with the sale of our school bonds. And hang on, Chick,
There we go. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Terrific. Yes, thank you, Madam President and board members. I appreciate the opportunity to be in front of you tonight. I haven't seen you since the election on June 7th. Congratulations. Measure H was overwhelmingly approved by the voters. You have $140 million of bonds to be issued, and that's certainly something to look forward to. Tonight, we are considering the adoption of a resolution 2022-09 authorizing the first series of bonds. And as Luann mentioned, the principal amount that's being proposed is $34 million even, Series A bonds. The resolution you have in front of you really wraps up everything that you need to do to approve the bond issue. You specifically authorize the issuance of the bonds. It's a formal action taken by the board. The sale of the bonds is also authorized. The bonds are proposed to be sold on a negotiated basis to an underwriting firm, which is Raymond James. And the resolution instructs the county to formally levy a tax for the payment of the bonds. It sets up two funds with the county. You have a building fund, which is what the where the bond proceeds will be deposited to be requisitioned by the district for project costs. And it creates a debt service fund. That's where the county will deposit the taxes that it levies on your behalf for payment of debt service. The resolution approves a preliminary official statement. That's the document which you should have or have been made available to you that describes the bond issue. That is your communication with the bond market. It describes the bonds and the financial and operating condition of the district. If you have any comments, we encourage you to provide them to staff, and then they'll be relayed to us. The next steps after tonight, on Monday, there's what's called a due diligence meeting that your staff will participate in with your attorneys, us, and consultants. And that's the underwriter asking all the questions that they can think are pertinent to the bond issue to do their due diligence on the issue. From there, the preliminary official statement will be finalized. The bond sale will take place, and a couple weeks after that, we have our closing. So within a fairly short period of time, you're going to have $34 million in the bank to spend on projects that are authorized under Measure H. The resolution has a lot of boilerplate stuff in it that pertains strictly to bondholders. I've tried to highlight the pertinent features that I think would be important to you. If you have any questions at all, please let me know.
Do any of the trustees have questions? Don.
Thanks for the presentation. So you mentioned within a very short period of time, we ought to have $34 million in a bank account. About how much time?
You know, I'm afraid I haven't committed the calendar to memory. Luann, do you have that?
I don't have it in front of me, but I can send it to the board. I just need to look it up.
It's probably within 3 to 4 weeks.
Great. Thanks.
Any other questions? I had a question. We have so much confidence with Chick. You've led us through this a couple of times now, but what is the climate like out there?
Yeah, I know enough to be dangerous. As you know, rates have gone up. Attempts by the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates have impacted the municipal bond market as they have every other credit market outstanding. And rates have gone up precipitously since probably April. They have improved recently. I had a bond sale for the Fresno Unified School District earlier this week, and rates were down maybe 20, 25 basis points below what they were anticipating. So for the time being, at least, we're in a bit of a lull. But of course, the Fed is talking about raising rates further. And I think the resolution has the most recent estimate attached at the back. If you have it in front of you, you can see the your financial advisor's best estimate of the true interest cost on the bonds, and it's a little over 4%.
Thank you. Julia?
And we should have the money in the bank between 3 and 4 weeks. Chick shared.
Terrific. Any other questions from the trustees? Any questions from members of the public? Great. This is an action item.
I move to adopt resolution 2022-09 for the issuance and sale of general obligation bonds Series A in the amount of $34 million.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion by Don, second by Gilbert. All is in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None. Passes unanimously.
Hey, it's a big deal. Woo-hoo.
Thank you, Chick.
Chick, thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, on to item 3.1, another action item, and Greg is taking this one on.
These are the ratification of the negotiated agreements with CSEA and HTA, and the also the agreement with our administrators. And at least with regard to CSEA and HTA, I want to say a few things because it's kind of unusual this year. Both organizations, the contracts, you know, usually the three-year contracts, they expired last year. And so this year we were slated to negotiate complete new contracts, what are called successor contracts. And that can be, you know, depending on the parties and what they're trying to accomplish, 5, 10, 15, 20 articles. And each article can have, you know, 50 paragraphs in it. And so that it's not a insignificant undertaking. And we were due to do both organizations this year. And the board was mindful of the past 2 years we've all gone through and thought, do we really want to do that too this year or do something different? And so we approached, HTA first and then CSEA and said, we have an interesting idea. Why don't we just put that off for a year? And let's see if we can negotiate a fair salary increase. And just, it's not legally correct, but just extend our contract 1 year and, you know, take a breath and get ready for the opening of school and hopefully have it come off the way you've heard it described. And both organizations agreed. And we even proposed, because of how busy people are, why don't we see if we can do this without even meeting? Why don't we see if we can exchange proposals by email? And we reached agreements without even meeting with all the organizations. So we have 1 year agreements with HTA and CSEA and another 1 year agreement with our administrators. So next year, probably this spring and into the fall next year, unless we do this again, the whole contracts are up again. And I want to say a few other things about that. We, at least for me, we learned this year that a lot more goes into formulating these agreements than just the dollars and cents. It was these other considerations. It was looking at the hard work that everybody's already done, the need to take a breath, the bond election coming up. Maybe we should do something a little different. And we did. We looked at our reserves, and you know the saying with board reserves is there for a rainy day? And in notwithstanding the drought, it's been pouring here the last 2 years in another way. And so we, I'm actually gonna read it. We agreed to a 5% increase with all the organizations, and we did something we haven't really done before. We spent down, we deliberately, consciously spent down our reserve to be able to do that. And we said we're willing to do this in order to continue to acknowledge the hard work, dedication, and contributions of HTA, CSEA administrators through the pandemic, and especially last year, what many have told me and us was the hardest year of all of them. And so we did, not gonna read the whole thing, we did make a statement to all of the organizations that it's important that you know what impact this might probably will have on future negotiations, because we do need to build our reserves back up. And we are, one of our core values is to eliminate deficit spending. And all of us, I think I speak for the board and Lou Anne and Joyce, this really created an opportunity for us to relook at how we approach the budget. I refer to it kind of as a reboot. How are we spending money? How are we deciding to spend the money on what we're spending it on? Because we do need to take a closer look now to build that back up. And so it's at least for me, it's a really exciting refocusing, and Joyce and Lou Anne and some others have already done a lot of work on that. So hopefully that will stand us well in the future. I'm gonna read, as I'm required to, I'm not gonna read, I'm gonna summarize the three agreements, and then I think we should take, after discussion, if any action, one by one. So for each organization, there's a 5% salary schedule increase, which means it's an ongoing increase effective July 1, 2022. So that's for the 22-23 school year. CSEA, there's also a change we had to make due to a change in the law regarding the layoff procedure for classified employees. And there also is a 5% salary schedule increase. And our administrators now, for some years, have had their schedule too, and that is a 5% increase, all effective July 1, 2022. So those are the summaries of the reports. If the board has any questions or anybody else, happy to answer. If not, we can take them one by one.
Do any trustees have questions? No? Any members of public have questions? Okay, and as Greg suggested, we should, we need to take each portion individually. So let's start with HTA.
Okay, I move that the board ratify the tentative agreement between the Hillsborough City School District and the Hillsborough Teachers Association for the 22-23 school year.
Second.
Motion by Greg, second by Dawn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Passes unanimously. Okay, on to CSEA.
I move that the board ratify the tentative agreement between the Hillsborough City School District and California School Employees Association Chapter 465 for the 22-23 school year.
Second.
Motion by Greg, second by Don. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Passes unanimously. And finally, the HCSD administrator.
I move that the board ratify the agreement between the Hillsborough City School District and our administration for the 22-23 school year.
Second.
Motion by Greg, second by Don. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Greg, thank you so much. That's great work. We are so lucky on all fronts. I think that rounds. Now we're on to item 3.2, the 2022-23 AB 1200 public disclosure. Joyce.
Hi, good evening. Yes, as Greg just presented, as a public school district, the county's Summit Hill County Office of Education has a financial oversight over us. So any decisions as a negotiation settlement, we're obligated to present impact to our books, to the county. So what's attached in the on a board agenda, I submitted to the County Office of Education last week and actually got approval earlier this week. And as Greg said, that it is a big cost. It's almost $1.4 million to our books, and it did increase our deficit spending. And but it was a deliberate as an acknowledgement to the hard work and the contribution and dedication of our staff. And also, it's very clear on the TA, it's written that the board will recommit to restore its core value and bring back the reserves. So I put all that in the public disclosure so the county knows this, the context we're giving this raise. And it's all in this document. Luann and I have signed it before I submit to the county. I'm here asking the board for approval. And after that, and then we'll go back to the county again as it's officially approved.
Thank you, Joyce. Do any trustees have questions? Do any of the members of the public have questions? Okay. Is there a motion?
I move that the board approve the AB 1200 and collective bargaining agreement public disclosure requirements of Government Code Section 3547.5.
Great. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion by Greg, second by Gilbert. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. Passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joyce. Okay, onto the consent agenda. Would any of the trustees like to pull any items? No? Okay. Do any members of the public have any questions on any of the items? Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion by Gilbert, second by Don. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Passes unanimously. Okay, item five, public comments for items not on the agenda. Are there any public comments? Amy.
I wanted to add one thing just in terms of marking our calendars. On Friday of next week, we'll have a welcome coffee for Alicia. So I didn't mention that. I'd like to make sure everyone adds that to their calendar.
And where will that be? Is it at the DA?
Office. Friday after drop-off. It's a week from tomorrow. 8:45 a.m.
Thank you. That's terrific. Anything else? Okay. Item six, communications and board item discussions. Well, I would like to welcome Lisa and Keith to their first official board members meeting since they came in. We're so happy to see you here. And I'm trying to break the time record on this, so that's why I'm speeding through it. Okay, and what else was I going to say? Oh, so one thing for our closed session, I'm just going to promote that. I actually got this. This is started by Crocker students. It's called Rolling in the Dough. And so if anyone wants to try one on their way out, grab one because it was so cute. It's a Crocker student, and you just order it online, and he delivered them to our house. Nathan's son, yes. Okay, and
they
then.
Look good, just telling you.
Right. And all the trustees are really excited to be at the sites on Monday and Wednesday at Crocker. So please let us know what we can do to help launch the year. Okay. Item seven, public comments concerning closed session items. None? Okay, we are going to adjourn at 6:29.